the strangest dream last night. I swear it was nothing but 8 hours of a bat flying in slow motion.
Oh my, that does sound bizarre.
I dreamed I was looking around an auditorium for a place to sit, and of course nobody wanted to sit with me. But then I couldn't believe it. I saw Cher sitting all by herself. So I was like, well shit, I'm gonna go sit next to Cher. And then I woke up because Kendall was moaning in his sleep.
I wasn't moaning. I was groaning. I was having a dream where Susan kept giving me more and more chores to do around the house.
Well, you can relax. You're about a bajillion miles away from your house. You're in sunny Transylvania, which is known these days for its vibrant cafe scene.
We know. This is the vibrant cafe district.
Let's try one out. I could go for a giant pastry right about now.
A city where there are still church bells. How quaint.
Oh, you know I love those pleasant ding-dongs, dear.
Oh, it's 3 o'clock. Isn't that online auction about to end?
Yeah, let's go into that Hatalmas Testa over there and make sure we're the winning bidders.
Will you guys order something? Doesn't matter what, just anything with...
Anything with frosting or sprinkles, I remember, dear.
We'll be sitting right over there under that oil painting of a bat.
Oh, that looks just like that bat from my dream.
Okay. Kendall, are we still the winning bidders?
According to the app on my phone, yes, only 1 minute left to go.
What app are we using again?
It's for people selling things locally, but they have to be a big bargain sold at low rates. So the app's name is a combination of those words, big and rate. It's called Bait.
You could have just turned your phone around so I could see the logo.
I can't believe this local seller is getting rid of 2 size quadruple XL white robes.
They'll be perfect for our Halloween costumes.
I still don't know if Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn will consider our costumes proper etiquette.
Why wouldn't she? She loves God. We're both dressed as God. I love Madonna. If she and Mr. Snodbottom both dressed as Madonna, I'd be thrilled. In fact, look on that Bait app and see if there are any cone bras for sale nearby.
Hold on. We just won. Those huge white robes are ours.
Oh, we'll be the best guides ever. And think how comfortable we'll be. No wonder God gets so much done.
Now this sounds like a pleasant conversation.
Thanks for these huge pastries. I'll take the one with the bat-shaped sprinkles.
Good, I wanted the other one. The one with the black, bat-colored frosting.
Now, what was it you two were saying about our Lord?
Just that he gets so much done because his robes are so loose. And also, we're both dressing as God this Halloween. As an homage.
Oh my, that's wonderful. I love God and think people should mention him more often.
Pink had that song, God is a DJ.
Anyway, we won the auction for our God's robes, and now we have to go pick them up.
Where does the seller live? Hopefully near a pizza place.
Let's see. His name is Count Alacrud. He lives at 666 Blood Alley in the Hellacious Acres suburb.
Hey, did you notice how everybody in this vibrant cafe stopped talking when you said Count Alacrud? Why do you think that is?
Probably a coincidence. You know, that happens sometimes. A lot of people get quiet, and then a person will ask, why did it get so quiet in here? Or, if there's a hilarious person, they'll say, awkward.
Awkward.
Since we're all coincidentally being quiet, does anyone here know how to get to the Hellacious Acres?
We've got to pick up some god robes.
There's no road that goes to Hellacious Acres. Why don't you all just forget about going there?
We've kind of been looking our whole lives for robes this loose and flowing, and at such a low rate!
You insist. Hey, everybody else, quit listening to the conversation. Start talking amongst yourselves again.
I'll give you a topic. Hocus Pocus is a better movie than The Godfather, but it doesn't get the credit it deserves because of the whole stupid male patriarchy situation.
If you all insist on traveling to Hellacious Acres, I know a man with a horse-drawn carriage. He's got nothing to live for, and so he may drive.
That sounds great.
But let me warn you, folks around here say that Hellacious Acres is a dangerous place.
Really? Sounds nice enough.
There have been stories about people dying from strange neck wounds.
Oh my, that does sound strange.
I've heard Stranger Things. Like that Netflix show, Stranger Things. That was stranger. But oh my god, how good was Winona Ryder? I just love her so much.
And we've got some scarves, so our neck should be fine. How do we find your friend with the carriage?
He's always down by the old abandoned slaughterhouse at the edge of town.
And he knows the way, even though there's no road?
Oh yeah, he knows the way.
Great.
I hope you don't mind this improper etiquette, sir, but you don't sound like you're from Transylvania.
I was born in the USA like you all, in Castle Rock, Maine. When I was in first grade, I left school one day and got in the wrong bus. Didn't make it home. I wound up here some years ago, and I never looked back.
Well, thanks again for your help. Should we all just head for the slaughterhouse?
I don't think so, boy. Mrs. Putter Butter Butterchurn and I have tickets for the blind poetry jam this evening in our hotel lounge.
Aw, and we'll miss it. Kendall, to the slaughterhouse?
To the slaughterhouse!
Do you think we're almost there? We've been walking forever.
I know. I haven't seen a vibrant cafe in 20 minutes.
I better text Gunther and tell him I might not be able to see him tonight after all.
Who is Gunther again?
Who is Gunther? He's only the one. At least judging by the conversation we had when we met at the X-rated postcard store and he gave me his phone number.
Oh, that Gunther.
We said we might see each other at a vibrant cafe tonight, but who knows how long it might take to get to Hellacious Acres and back.
Look, it's the guy.
Is it just me, or does that carriage look 200 years old?
So does the horse. And the driver.
Let's just keep our eyes on the prize. Loose-fitting robes. Loose-fitting robes.
Hi, we met a friend of yours in the Vibrant Cafe back in town. He said you might be able to take us to Hellacious Acres.
Yep.
You can?
Yep.
666 Blood Alley?
Yep.
He said you have nothing to live for. Is that you?
Yep.
Should we just get inside the carriage here?
Yep.
Good enough for me.
Whoa, we're moving. And that guy was right. We're not on a road, just a beaten path through this field.
I'm going to text Gunther about this, but I can't say we're buying huge, loose-fitting robes. What should I say?
We're buying small robes.
I got it. Dear Gunther, I can't make the Vibrant Cafe tonight. My bro host and I are going on a trip to buy some sexy underwear. We're in a carriage, and right now, traveling through a field into a forest. You would think that mosquitoes wouldn't be able to fly into a moving carriage, but they can. I think it's because I'm so close to a horse's ass.
Hey!
Not you. This time I mean the horses that are pulling us.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Gunther, can't meet tonight. I think what we have is really special, though. So I'll keep you up to date on our journey, as I know you would like it. XXOOXXXOXXO. Oh, they can't send. There's no signal out here. God, I'll just keep texting him and then the phone will send them all at once when we're back in range. I'm sure he'll like that.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
I think it was my stomach. It's been an hour since we ate that giant pastry and it doesn't even look like we're headed toward a pizza place.
I knew your stomach was growling, but there was also thunder. There it is again. And it's so dark all of a sudden.
I'm sure we'll be there soon.
See you, Hellacious Acres.
Gunther, it's been 3 hours and we're still not there. I'm also super nauseous from this carriage ride. XXOO.
If we don't stop soon, I'm going to... Oh, hey, we stopped.
Are we there?
Yep.
This place looks like Cinderella's castle. If Cinderella married Freddy Krueger.
And look around. I know it's dark, but do you see any other houses? Driver, is this the only house or castle, whatever, in Hellacious Acres?
Yep.
Hey, the front door's open.
He must have heard us drive up. Count, what's his name?
Alicrud. Count Alicrud.
It's me.
Oh, we're from the bait app. We came to buy the robes.
I have been expecting you. Won't you come in?
Oh, sure. I do have to use the bathroom.
Me too.
Come right inside. Yes, down that hallway to the left, just past that 9-foot gargoyle, yes. There are 2 toilets, as fate would have it. Thank you, driver. You may leave.
I love that bat-shaped soap by the sink.
Thank you.
I love the bat-shaped soaps by the sink.
Thank you.
So, about those robes.
Yes, I will get them momentarily, but wouldn't you first like something to eat? You must both be famished from such a long journey through the Transylvanian countryside.
Kendall, I am hungry.
Me too, but the driver is still waiting outside to take us back to the city.
Oh no, I'm afraid the driver had to leave.
What? Leave?
Yes, he said something about his wife giving birth and his need to be a supportive father and husband. He was very verbose. I could barely get a word in edgewise.
The carriage driver?
But he left without being paid.
He was not expecting payment. He brings people here as a service to me.
Oh, he's like the shuttle from the parking lot to the ticket booth at Disneyland.
I'm sure he'll come back for you in the morning. So why don't you stay for the night and maybe a bite? I could show you my favorite obsession.
What's that?
I glue googly eyes on seashells.
I do kind of want to see that. And I'm so hungry.
I guess there's nothing else to do.
That's the spirit. Now sit and dine.
This food does look really good.
Aren't you going to eat?
Oh, no. I'm on a liquid diet.
So this is all just for us?
Yes. Can I get anyone anything?
Do you have more ranch dressing? I already used up what was on the table.
Of course. I'll be right back.
Hey, I didn't want to say anything in front of him, but this Count Alucard is weird looking.
I know, his ears are so pointy. And his eyebrows are pointy, and the two giant front teeth that jut out in front of his mouth are really pointy too.
I do love people with less hair than me, and this guy's head is like a white bowling ball. And his fingernails.
Oh my god, yes. They're so long they're starting to curl up.
And he does not pull them off like Flojo did.
Here we are. One bottle of Hidden Valley Ranch.
Thanks. So, Count, you live here in Transylvania long?
Oh yes, a very long time. Listen to the children of the night. What music they make.
Those weren't kids. I think there was a bunch of wolves howling outside. Ouch!
What happened?
Oh, I sliced my finger when I cut the cheese.
I'll refrain from any kind of remark about how dangerous your farts are, out of respect for your pain.
Thanks. Count Alucard, do you have any band-aids?
Oh, no. I'm afraid not. I do know of one home remedy for a bleeding finger. It's the oldest one in the book, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
I could suck it.
Sorry, I dropped my glass when you suggested sucking Kendall's cut.
Yeah, it's already stopped bleeding, so there's no need to suck it.
What a pity.
Huh?
That broken glass. It was part of a set designed by Jennifer Lopez for the Home Shopping Network. No matter.
Sorry about that. I loved her in Monster in Law.
Everyone did.
Hey, those robes we're buying from you, we're gonna use them as part of our Halloween costumes. I've actually got a picture on my phone here of what the final look is gonna be. See?
Ow! It hurts my eyes. Oh, please turn it away.
Hurts your eyes? It's just a picture of God. Long gray hair, robes, giant candy cane.
It's not a candy cane. It's a shepherd's staff. It's what God uses to pull preachers off stage when they won't stop yapping.
Please, I can look no longer.
Okay, I'll scroll to the next picture.
Okay. Ew!
Don't tell me you have a problem with this. It's Madonna on stage during her Confessions tour. She's wearing a crown of thorns and is up on a cross that's mirrored like a disco ball. What's wrong with that?
I've never seen that tour, and I don't want any spoilers in case HBO rebroadcasts it.
Okay, that makes sense. I'll scroll to the next pic.
Is that Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn?
Yeah, it's from our beach trip to the French Riviera.
Oh, my! It's the most striking vision I've ever seen.
Oh, the French Riviera was a beauty, all right. I remember telling my wife, Susan, that... I said, Susan!
No, not the beach. The woman. She is a vision of loveliness, the likes of which I have not seen in such a very long time. You know this stunning creature?
She's a close friend of ours. She's the wife of our producer. We host a show called Cliffhangle Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show slash...
Stop! Please! I can concentrate on nothing but the feminine beauty of this woman. Miss...
Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn?
Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn. Oh, even her name is beautiful. Like the sound of butterfly wings.
Oh, you know, I'm getting pretty full, and tired. Do you think you could show us where we could sleep?
Oh, yes. Yes, I know exactly what I'm going to do with you.
Wake up, girl! You're having a nightmare!
Oh, Daffodil! Oh, it was terrifying! At first it was only the same bat I dreamed of last night, but then suddenly I was dreaming of Clement Kendall!
Oh my!
They were sleeping in twin beds like Robin Laura Petrie, but the room was very spooky, and then, oh no! There was a bald man with sharp teeth, and he was looking at Clement Kendall, the way Clement Kendall looked at an all-you-can-eat buffet!
Now, Sugarlump, I'm sure it was an innocent dream.
No, I don't know. I have a feeling that says they could be in real danger.
Remember when you dreamed Fonky and Opie had run away and joined the French Foreign Legion? They didn't really do that, now did they, dear?
I suppose you're right.
Of course. Now, let's get back to sleep. You'll want to be rested and fresh. Remember, I promised a lad in the cafe. We'd attend a revival meeting tomorrow night. Wouldn't want to doze off on the Lord.
Dear Gunter, you are not going to believe what happened last night.
Do you have to say what you're texting out loud? I'm still trying to sleep.
First of all, it's 1 p.m. Wake the hell up. Second of all, you're going to want to hear this. It's about you.
What?
It was the middle of the night in our spooky bedroom. I heard a bat flapping its wings really loudly outside the window, and I woke up. I tried to fall back asleep, but just before I did, I opened my eyes, and what did I see in our very own room?
What did you see in our room?
Count Hella Crud standing over Kendall's bed, looking at him.
Looking at me?
Yeah, the way you look at an all-you-can-eat buffet.
What does that mean?
I'm just describing the look on his face.
Then what happened?
I closed my eyes and hoped it would all be better in the morning, and guess what? It's better. You're welcome.
Whatever. We just need to take our robes and hey, what is that lump in your pants?
This? Oh, it's a wad of pamphlets Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn gave me before we left our hotel yesterday morning. Remember our hotel? Hotel Transylvania?
I remember.
She must have picked them up in the lobby.
Look at that one. How to keep bats out of your hair.
And this one. The keys to gluten-free Transylvania.
Hey, this is weird. The guy on this pamphlet looks just like Count Alucard. Look.
He does look like Alucard, but it's probably a coincidence. Like how we look like the before picture on all weight loss ads.
Maybe.
What pamphlet is that?
How to Spot a Vampire. Listen to this. Nosferatu. Does this word not sound like a midnight call of the bird of death? Do not utter it, or the images of life will fade into pale shadows and ghostly dreams will rise from your heart and feed your blood.
Lame.
Signs of the Nosferatu. Number one, they live by night and sleep by day. Where's Alucard?
I looked all over the castle for him before you woke up, but I couldn't find him. Maybe he's out getting his nails done or something.
Number two, at night, Nosferatu sinketh his fangs into his victim and feedeth on their blood, his hellish elixir of life.
I know all that, okay? I've seen every season of Buffy the Nosferatu Slayer. Vampire Slayer. I'm just not jumping to any conclusions about the Count yet.
He tried to suck my bleeding finger. He was hovering over me in the middle of the night.
Kendall. Demon-possessed pig farmers back in Busheltown are one thing. But vampires in Transylvania? Come the hell on. I say we chill out till Alucard returns and he can tell us how to get back to town ourselves. Let's watch some TV.
Watch TV?
Shut up. Are you seeing this? It's a motherfucking Muppet Show marathon.
Holy f***, are you serious? It's time to meet the Muppets on the Muppet Show tonight. I believe we still haven't heard from Cliff and Kendall. It's not like them to miss so many meals.
I agree. I'm starting to worry about those boys.
As am I. And you know I don't mind that you thought this was a church revival and instead actually a Creedence Clearwater Revival tribute band. But can we please leave already? I'm too worried to enjoy this classic rock and roll stimulation.
Of course. Sorry about that, dear.
Thank you, Daffodil. Let's head back to the Hotel Transylvania and see if Cliven Kendall have returned, or maybe contacted Crockpot or Charles the Contractor. Or possibly they faxed in a message.
Right away, Sugarlump.
Oh, my nightmare's becoming real! Look at that tree! It's the same bat from the dream!
Oh, no!
Yes, and now I'm sure something bad is happening to Cliven Kendall, and that something horrible is going to happen to us!
It appears my bowels have become terrified.
And there goes the bat! Your bowel attack scared him off! What about next time? Oh, my!
Thanks for watching our all-day Muppet Marathon. Stay tuned for In the Heat of the Night.
In the Heat of the Night? What's that?
I think it's about Archie Bunker solving crimes in the racist South. I don't know, I never watched. The title always made me too sweaty.
Oh my god, look outside. It's night. We watched the Muppets all day. Mr. Soundbottom and Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn must be worried sick about us.
Yeah, and Gunter too.
Who?
Gunter! Listen, you better get used to him. We'll probably marry, even though I don't need a piece of paper to tell me what to do. And when Gunter and I marry, I want you to be the best man, which means you'll be in charge of the bachelor party. And it better get raunchy. Also, see if you can rent a soft-serve ice cream machine. You know, the kind with the chocolate and vanilla swirl. And we'll need to go somewhere I can sing. Not a karaoke place, just a place where I can sing to everyone else at the party. Aren't you going to write any of this down?
Later. Even though it's dark, I think we should get out of here before Alucard...
Did somebody mention my name?
Ah, yes, yes. Count Alucard, where have you been?
I've just been lying around all day.
Well, I think it's about time Cliff and I left. How do we do that?
You'll have to wait for my friend with the carriage. I'm sure he'll be back in the morning. He and I always discuss The Bachelor over Nescafe.
Ugh, I hate The Bachelor and all reality TV. In reality itself.
I love reality television. I enjoy its cutthroat nature.
Okay. I think we'll just go to bed then. We want to be fresh tomorrow for that long ride back into town.
Don't you want anything to eat? I could certainly go for a snack.
We snacked all day during commercial breaks. Oh, which reminds me. You're out of Pringles, Doritos, Cheetos, Oreos, Cheerios, and grapes. We didn't eat the grapes. Kendall just accidentally sat on them.
Sorry. Good night.
Before you retire for the evening, won't you tell me more about your beautiful friend? I've thought of little else since I saw her photograph.
Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn? Well, she's married. She's elderly. She has two small children. She loves proper etiquette. Cucumber sandwiches and hats with flowers and or birds on them.
Oh, she sounds simply marvelous. All right. Go to bed if you must. I have much to occupy my mind this night.
Dear Gunter, it's 9 a.m. and still Kendall sleeps. We should have been outside waiting for the carriage at dawn, but whatever. I can't believe I've texted you so much. I think when they're finally delivered, when I'm back in range this afternoon, you'll really know me completely. What have I not told you? Oh, we have this contractor named Charles. Kendall really hates him because, well, he's pretty gross and he's always screwing things up and he's a generally terrible contractor. Some examples of his behavior. He blew up our studio in LA. He farted out Kendall's birthday candles 2 years in a row. And we have the storage closet door that's always getting stuck. But enough about Charles the contractor. I can't believe Kendall is still asleep. I'm just going to smack him awake.
What? Stop.
Kendall, wake up. We need to leave, even if you do look terrible.
That's not proper etiquette.
But you do look awful. Extra, extra awful. Do you think you got sick from sitting on those grapes yesterday? Your skin's kind of gray.
My neck itches.
Your neck? Oh, whoa, you got a couple of big bloody holes there, buddy.
Holes? Oh, Alucard, he must have bitten me. Why didn't you stop him?
I didn't hear him. I had to drown out the sound of loud flapping bat wings, so I slept with my head covered in dirty underwear.
Gross. What do I do?
I don't know. You're not dead. Maybe you just need a bunch of Gatorade or something. Hey, there's a note over here on the floor by the door. Dear robe buyers, I'm sure by now you have discovered that I'm a vampire.
Told you.
And not only that, I'm a vampire in love. In love with Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn. She has such a beautiful neck and spirit that I must make her mine. For this reason, I have shipped myself to her. And as you read this, I'm en route to my future knight queen. See you later, Count Ala Crud.
Oh no.
We need a miracle. Dear Gunter, it was just after I expressed our need for a miracle that a helicopter landed right outside the castle. I rushed out and you won't believe it, but it was a pizza delivery copter that had been pranked into delivering 10 large pizzas with extra garlic to Count Alacrud's castle. Even though he was mad about the anonymous prank, the pizza boy was nice enough to fly us back to downtown Transylvania, especially after I explained I had a sick fat man inside in need of medical attention. And I promised to buy and eat all the prank pizzas. And now I'm very full. You'll get these texts soon. I'm in the Whirlybird now, and we're almost back to town. I hope we get there fast. I have to warn Mrs. Butter Butter Butterchurn that Count Ala Crud is after her blood.
Yes? Oh my!
We're back. But Kendall, he needs to get to the hospital. He's lost a lot of blood.
Oh dear, Mr. Snotbottom.
Oh, yes, my sweet.
You've got to drive us all to the emergency room this instant.
No, wait. Mr. Snotbottom, you take Kendall. I have to stay here with Mrs. Putter Butter Butterchurn. Metaphorically speaking, there's a bad moon rising.
Oh no.
Oh, very well. Come along, Kendall boy. We've got to get you to a doctor.
Now, what's all this about a moon? What if it has anything to do with these terrible dreams I've been having of a slowly flapping bat?
Probably. The man who sold us the huge robes? Oh, great. I forgot the robes back at the castle. Well, f***ing great. Okay. The man with the robes, he saw your photo, and he's fallen in love with you.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time for that to happen.
No. This is bad. He's not just a man. He's a vampire.
A vampire? It can't be.
Oh, it does be. I laughed at first, too, but then he drank most of Kendall's blood. And he looks just like a vampire. Oh, hey. He looks just like the cover of this How to Spot a Vampire pamphlet. Bald head, pointy ears.
It's on a pamphlet? It must be true. What are we supposed to do?
I never saw this before. On the back of the same pamphlet, it lists ways to vanquish a vampire. Number one, stake through the heart. Could we make stakes out of this furniture in your hotel room?
Heavens no, they charge it to the bill and Mr. Snotbottom would never forgive me.
Okay. Number two, wherefrom there is no salvation except that a woman pure of heart should cause the vampire to forget the first cock crow. You're definitely pure of heart, but what does that mean?
Oh, I think I know. And I think I know just how to do it.
Okay, sun's almost down. Count Ala Crud could be here any time now. Finally, it's a text from Gunter. I've only been pouring out my every thought to him over the past 2 days. Every wish, hope, and dream. I don't think I've ever shown anyone this much of the real me before.
Well, what did he say in response?
New phone. Who dis?
The sun is down. It must be he.
I'm going to hide in the closet as planned. And remember, if he gets too aggressive, just show him one of those crosses dangling on your charm bracelet. That seems to really annoy him.
Oh, my. Who's come calling at my hotel room door?
What an enchantress. You are even more tantalizing in person. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Count Ala Crud. I'm a friend of a friend. Would you mind if I came inside?
It's not proper etiquette for a friend of a friend to just drop by, you know. Traditionally, one should phone or write 3 to 5 days in advance for a visit of this nature.
Please forgive me. I promise I shall remember it next time and forever after.
All right. Since you asked for forgiveness, I'll allow it.
Thank you ever so much, my dear lady. Your beauty really outshines the midnight moon.
Wait! Please wipe your shoes on the rug before you continue on to this room.
Of course, I am yours but to mold, my lady. You are the potter and I am the clay.
Oh, won't you sit down over here in the sitting area?
T'would be my deepest pleasure.
Wait! Not beside me! You're only the friend of a friend, and you haven't even told me what friend yet. I think it would be better for us both in terms of etiquette if you sat across the room.
Anything for you, my dear.
You know, you're sitting a little slumped over in the chair. It can't be good for your back. And it doesn't exactly send a message of confidence to the person you're conversing with. If you ask me, the best time period for posture was the 14th century. Allow me to tell you why. The wood that century was the strongest ever grown, and to understand that, you need to look no further. The best way to cross your legs was invented by Betsy Ross as she sewed the first American flag. The story I heard went like this. Betsy was bent over searching for red, white, and blue fabric in a sack of assorted fabrics by her feet. And she just lucked into it. One should never use an odd number of sugar cubes. You see, it dates back to the earliest known civilization to form sugar into cubes. This was, of course, in the ancient Egyptians. Sugar cubes have been found in dozens of pyramids over the centuries. Your mother said it best. She said, a man can find a stone to throw, but never to beat the dirty clothes with. She was, of course, referring to the lesser-known way of washing clothes by beating the stains out in a rushing river. You couldn't do that today, though. Most American rivers are so polluted, your garment would probably disintegrate. Oh, don't put your elbows on the table, please. It's not proper etiquette now, and hasn't been since the Duke of Nirkoff first threw a party for the aristocracies and accidentally allowed each guest to bring +2 instead of +1. This left no room on the table for elbows, and the practice has... Oh, I hope you don't mind my saying so, but the proper way to gaze at the sky from a window is with your left eye facing the glass and your right turned to the wall. It's a practice set in motion by the earliest stargazers. They would often be nearsighted in one eye, and by squinting just a little, they...
Oh, my sensual queen, I promise to dedicate the rest of my long existence to learning all of your rules. But may I now say what a lovely neck you have. If I could only inspect it a little more closer.
Certainly.
Really? Oh, I hope you're ready for me to walk your world.
I'm ready, Count, but first I want you to look at this!
Oh, no!
Yes!
A woman pure of heart has made me forget the first cock crow? Are you kidding me?
Take a look at that morning sun, you fiend, you!
Ow!
Oh, my exploding vampires! He's burst into a pile of dust! Cliffy's gone!
I'm awake! Hey, that's great!
We did it! Count Olicron is history!
Oh, that's a relief.
I hope that's Mr. Snodbottom with news on Kindle. Hello? It's him. Okay. Oh, no! Oh, I'm sure he'll be grateful once he wakes up. Yes, we'll be right over.
Is Kendall going to be all right?
Yes, thanks to a blood transfusion.
That's great. Was it just blood they had laying around, or...
No, it turns out Kendall has a very rare blood type, but they found a donor.
Fantastic. Who was it, Mr. Snodbottom, Crockpot?
Kendall's got 4 pints of Charles the Contractor in him now.
Trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Don't go around tonight. It's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise.
I hear hurricanes are blowing.
I fear rivers overflowing. I hear the voice of rage and ruin. But don't go around tonight. It's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise.
we're in for nasty weather.